Hello and welcome to Sidelines, an inside look at Cornell Athletics. I'm David Keating, and joining me today we have Cornell men's lacrosse captain Jack Dudley. Welcome, Jack. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So take us through the Syracuse game up at the Dome against the number one undefeated team in the country, and you beat them. Take me through that game.
You know, it was just a big opportunity for our seniors to go up and get a chance to play Syracuse in the Dome, which we'd only been up there once to play them. And out of league, it was a big game for us in terms of playoff implications if things didn't go our way in the Ivy League. But just that upstate rivalry is huge. And that game, even without implications, was going to be big for us just because of our history together as programs. And it was just, you know, up there, you know, the Domes are always tough to play in. And Syracuse is a very good team, one of the best in the country. And, you know, that night was just very special for, I know, our team and especially our coaching staff to go up there and get a huge win.
Can you point to a game like that against the number one team? You know, no one's beaten them before. Can you point to that as a turning point towards the rest of the season? I know this weekend you've got Princeton coming up. So how do you look at that moving forward?
Yeah, it's strange. I mean, ever since our Virginia game when we kind of had that second half debacle, I would say that would be the turning point of our season. We really just, you know, after that Virginia game, it was the Ivy League, and Yale was our first contest to rebound. And we've kind of just, you know, rode that momentum from starting with Yale and really buckling down in practice after that Virginia game and trying to work on things consistently, taking practice day by day. And, you know, we carried that momentum. And going up to Syracuse, coming off a Harvard win that was pretty close, you know, we went up there and said we really have nothing to lose. But it's just an opportunity for us to get a quality win under our belts. And, you know, I really think, you know, in terms of the turnaround situation, I think it wasn't so much as a turning point for our season, but more or less just a great win for us. And also the opportunity for our team to look within each other and be like, we can beat these top 10 teams. We can play with these top 10 teams and win. With Virginia, we knew we could compete with a top five team, but we hadn't produce the results that we wanted to. And just going up to Syracuse, it was just, I guess within the locker room, you know, you could sense that we knew we could win, but it was just a matter of proving to the nation that we could win.
So now that you're into the Ivy League season, you guys sit at 5-0, undefeated, in first place, and you've clinched the regular season league title. But you have Princeton this weekend, which is always a big, big Ivy League rivalry. Tell us about what's going into this game this weekend.
I mean, we were talking about it yesterday in practice, just the intensity of this rivalry is through the roof. You know, you look at games like Army and Navy and Maryland and Johns Hopkins, Virginia, Syracuse, this is right up there, I believe, in college across. You know, Princeton has always been one of our biggest in-league rivals, and each game that we play Princeton is very important that we prepare the best we can during practice. And what we're saying is our records don't matter at this point, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a Princeton-Cornell matchup, and it comes down between these two teams. And, you know, out in our home field, in front of our crowd, a chance for us to be undefeated in the regular season at home, which is one of our higher goals that we set at the beginning of the year. And then going 6-0 in the Ivy League, I think those are two things that we're really striving to accomplish and two things that can be accomplished with beating Princeton. And, you know, it's always, you know, a great game. And Princeton, despite their record this year, is a great team. You know, they have a lot of talent. And we're just really looking forward for this opportunity this Saturday.
So beyond the Princeton game this weekend, you've got a bunch of alumni back. I believe the class of 71 team is back, as well as the 21 run on Sunday. Can you tell us a little about all the alumni coming back and the 21 run and what all that means and entails?
Yeah, usually this weekend is a great weekend for our alumni to come back and kind of connect with the current players. And to tell you the truth, it's really defines the Cornell family in every aspect, not just the Cornell lacrosse family, but you know, the Cornell athletic family and the Cornell alumni relationships that we've established here in our short time. I'd say that the 21 run is something that was obviously in memory of the late George Boyardi, started by his teammates in memory of him. It's a great event. It always is. We usually look to get a huge turnout, especially if there's nice weather. And what it is, it's a 5K race down at the Cornell Plantations. It's on the Sunday, May 1st, after our Princeton game. And, you know, it starts at 10 o'clock a.m. The registration starts at 10 a.m. And the official race starts at 12:21. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend. And that's one of the biggest things for our senior class to leave Cornell with, is to have a great turnout at the 21 run and raise a lot of money for children's literacy. And it's just always a fun weekend because, you know, you're the alumni coming back. And obviously you have a big game against Princeton. That's our number one focus, is to win the game versus Princeton. At the same time, you have to keep in perspective some of the more important things in life. And, you know, obviously giving back to the community is something that we strive to do as a team. And, you know, 21 run, it's a great way to do it. You come down, there'd be live music, you know, hopefully a great day down at the Plantations. There's a story walk where, you know, we make the freshmen dress up in ridiculous costumes and read the kids. And also, it's a great way for local runners to come out and take part in a competitive race, 5K race, as well as families and friends and alumni to come out as well, to just, you know, get some exercise and enjoy the nice weather and live music and really donate to a good cause. And it's always one of my favorite events of the year that we put on.
So looking beyond this weekend and the Princeton game and the 21 run, you're going to be hosting the Ivy League tournament up here, the top four teams in the Ivy League, and then potentially into NCAAs and maybe even getting back to Baltimore, your hometown, for the Final Four. What would it mean to you as a senior to go back to the Final Four and maybe end your career on a win there?
Yeah, it's just, you wouldn't be playing college lacrosse if you, one of your goals wouldn't be to get back to the Final Four and win a national championship. And obviously, you know, I usually get that a lot about the whole Baltimore homecoming scenario. And yeah, it would be a great situation for us to get down there again. And, you know, that's obviously, like I said, something that we ultimately are striving for. But moving forward, you know, I don't think that is on everyone's mind on our team. I think that we've done, the senior class and our captains have done a great job this year of just keeping each game in perspective. And, you know, right now it's Princeton, and then you go into the Ivy League tournament. And, you know, Coach Luke was re-emphasizing yesterday that it's playoff time now, starting this weekend with Princeton. You have to play with a playoff mentality in order to get our team ready for the situation if we get an NCAA berth in that first round game. So right now it's just, you know, like I said, game by game and really day by day practice. You know, that's where we have won our games, I believe. I strongly believe our practice team, the way this team has practiced this year has been tremendous, and it's really started in practice. And then, you know, I think the game is won before we actually touch the field, and obviously we've done a great job of managing that, and hopefully we can do the same this week.
Well, thanks so much for joining me. Really appreciate it. Good luck this weekend against Princeton and beyond, and you know, thanks so much for all the work you do with the 21 run as well. That's great.
Definitely. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for watching Sidelines. Tune in next week. Let's go, Reds.